Welcome to the Purpose, Passion, Profit podcast. I'm your host, Ken Esch, and each and every episode, we're talking about how to live your purpose, find your passion, and create profit doing work that doesn't suck. Let's jump right in. And finally, we come to our fourth pillar of productivity. Slay your dragons, or in the words of Brian Tracy, eat that frog. Great little book if you haven't read it, Eat That Frog, again, author Brian Tracy. What we want to focus on in this, in Eat That Frog or Slay That Dragon, is prioritizing your work day. Well, it's easy often to start the day with the low-hanging fruit, the easy stuff like email or, you know, checking our social, our business social media so we can, you know, say it's business stuff. The most productive entrepreneurs focus on getting their most important work done first. Mark Twain said, if it's your job to eat a frog, it's best to do it first thing in the morning. And if it's your job to eat two frogs, it's best to eat the biggest one first. In other words, what he's saying is tackle the hardest things before you do anything else. But how does this stack up in real life? Does it really make sense to do the hardest things first? I have a couple of examples for you. One from my own experience in working or going through 75 hard right at the moment. I'm on only on like day 12 and I've got feels like 70 bazillion days to go, but we're getting there and working on it. And the other example I have is actually a study that Harvard Business School released in 2017. So in my example, when I'm getting down on the bench press, when I'm going for it, I can do more weight at the beginning of the workout than I can as the workout progresses because I get more tired. I lose strength. I lose willpower because I'm tired and I've been working out hard. I can do a lot more at the beginning. And by the end, as I'm trying to get the reps in, I'm down to about half of what I started out with because I'm trying to get those reps in. My power is diminished. I am not as productive at the end as I am at the beginning. Now, going to the paper that Harvard Business School released, this paper, if you want to look it up, I have a link in the show notes, but it's called Task Selection and Workload. A focus on completing easy tasks hurts long-term performance. The study was done in the emergency department of a metropolitan hospital, and they gathered the data over 24 months between 2006 and 2007, and this involved over 90,000 distinct patient encounters. This study was done to try to discover how starting with easier tasks versus the harder ones affected productivity. And they concluded that completing easier tasks does create short-term sense of satisfaction, but it can negatively impact your long-term productivity. As explained by the paper, by selecting the easier task, an individual gets work done quicker and likely feels good doing it, and they call this exploitation. However, by choosing the harder task, they call this exploration, one creates an opportunity to learn. Although always selecting the harder task may not be optimal, if one continually chooses the exploitation or the easier path, then longer-term performance suffers. In other words, a short-term victory feels good in the moment, and it makes a person feel productive when they accomplish something. But because they're not pushing themselves to learn and overcome the harder tasks, they're limiting their potential. Okay, and that's the opposite of what we're trying to do here. We're trying to maximize our potential. Not only did they find that out, but they found that physicians who always chose the easier tasks were actually less profitable to the hospital. In the long run. So what that's saying is you can be more productive and make more money if you do your harder tasks first, if you eat the frog first thing in the morning. Once you know what your most difficult or complicated tasks are, do your best to take those on first. Hit them first thing in the morning when you're strongest, like myself at the beginning of the workout. I'm pushing a lot more weight than I am at the end of the workout because I'm stronger at the beginning and weaker at the end. Even if your difficult tasks don't take you the longest, they're going to take a lot more effort. Just like when I'm working out, I can maybe only get 3 to 5 reps of the heaviest weight at the beginning. I can't even get 1 of those reps at the end of the workout, but I can get 5 to 10 of a much lighter weight, and I can keep on getting it done. As the day goes on, your ability to focus diminishes, your willpower falls apart, and you begin to like putting work off till the next day. It's like, I don't want to do anymore. I'm done. If you choose the hardest jobs first, then the hard work's over when you're getting tired and you're able to finish up the day with your easier work. That gives you a greater feeling of productivity because they're easy tasks and you can get them done easier. And that gives you a boost moving into the next day when you're ready to start it all over again, slaying the dragons, eating the frog, however you want to put it. That is the fourth pillar of a productive person. Now, if you like this little series that I did on the four pillars of productivity, you're going to love the Purpose, Passion, Profit retreat that I'm hosting for men in September in a little town in North Carolina. We're going to be talking about productivity. We're going to be talking about how to live your purpose, find your passion, and create profit doing work that doesn't suck. We are becoming better men, better leaders, better husbands, better fathers, better all-around people through this event. And we're going to go whitewater rafting on one of the days too. It's a 3-day event. I'm going to drop a link down in the show notes where you can go check it out. If you have any questions that aren't answered on the site or questions about the podcast, or if you have a topic you'd like to hear about, send me an email, coach@kennethesch.com. Love to hear from you. Can't wait to see you at the event in September. Do good work.